This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was seen riding.
Hey, Chuck. Chuck, it's me, your cousin Marvin. Marvin Riddles.
Why are you calling me, man?
You know that new podcast you were looking for?
Hey, Marvin.
Huh?
I told you, man, you can't call me anymore.
Yeah, okay? We're cousins, though.
It doesn't matter, man. You stole $800 from me.
Hey, is Marvin here? Marvin, get the hell off our property.
Baby, it's just
but you
baby,
know
it's
that,
just Marvin on the phone.
You know
he's
that
not
new
here.
You know that new riddle podcast you were looking for?
Marvin, well, why do you do this? Why do you do this?
I can see him on our front lawn on the phone.
Marvin, are you in the lawn phone? Yeah. Are you on the lawn phone?
Yeah.
Honey, I told you your cousin cannot keep coming around here. He stole $1,200 from us.
$1,200? I thought it was $800. You stole $2,000 from us?
No, it was $5,000.
Baby, let me invite him in. I legally can't kill him if
he's
going to
make us do riddles.
Well, listen to this. It's a riddle riddle. I'm Marvin Riddles.
I'm JPC.
And I'm calling the police.
And if you're a first-time listener to the show, this is a riddle podcast mixed with a hint of improv. We're three best friends, and we're doing riddles to save our lives.
And if you've never seen Back to the Future, I am so sorry.
Oh, my God. That's going to be a dick. Go watch Back to the Future.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I got a question.
And it's also pretty late in Back to the Future, so don't just watch the first hour and say, I don't get what the fuck they were talking about, and turn it off.
It was the very first post-credit scene was that scene. It was him playing Johnny B. Goode. Aaron, what were you going to say? You have a question?
I just got a question. Have either of you watched McMillions yet?
No. But I hear it's
the
great.
The HBO documentary?
No.
I think you will both like it a lot. I would love for you to watch it so we can talk about it.
Okay. It's about how the Monopoly McDonald's game was a scam?
Yeah. Got like hijacked.
By the mob?
Basically by the mob.
Yeah.
It is. Couldn't be more fun. I can't wait for you both to watch it. It's filled with a colorful cast of characters.
And that's the McDonald's Monopoly game, right? Because Jewel Osco, shout out to Chicago grocery stores, also does Monopoly. I almost said they also do McDonald's. Every time I buy groceries, they say, "And are you playing McDonald's?" And I say, "What?
Excuse me."
Do you know that Mariano's on Fridays has
shout out to Chicago grocery stores?
Yes, $3 wine.
What?
$3 wine and beer, I think.
They have a
piano playing with a singer, and it's like a guy being like, "Brown eyed girl," and you're drinking your $3 wine.
I will tell you that when IO moved to the building that it's in now, and there was the Whole Foods across the street from IO.
Yeah.
I think that it also may have been the first time I'd ever been in a Whole Foods in Chicago.
Whoa.
I went into Whole Foods. It was the day after IO had opened. So there's a ton of improvisers in there. And then I just saw like a barefoot man drinking a glass of wine, wearing a blazer. And I was like, this is not my scene. Like, what the fuck is going on?
I have spent more money at the Whole Foods on Kingsbury than I have on rent, clothes.
This is a fun game.
I have all my money.
This is a fun game. Besides like basic necessities, bills, etc., what store do we think we spent the most money at? I think JPC probably Gadzooks.
Gadzooks.
Probably, for JPC, probably like Chuck E. Cheese.
Maybe like Spencer's Gifts.
Can you guys guess?
Hooters.
There probably is a store where I've spent an unreasonable amount of money.
Is it a game?
No.
Game, dead, stop,
no.
Game, stop.
Is it like, how to be taxes and do another store?
I think truly the place I've spent the most money is no longer
I'm
here.
Trying.
Well, I'm trying to think about it.
No.
So yours, you think you know yours?
I do know.
Restaurant or store?
Store. It's not food related. I would never spend money on food.
Old Navy?
Nope. But you're close with clothing Target? Store. No.
To the clothing store. Yeah. Express for Men.
No.
Structure.
No.
American Apparel.
No.
Just kidding.
Turtle Clothings.
Turtle Clothings. I'll give it to you. It's Bonobos.
Oh, yeah.
They do not sponsor the podcast. I think they used to sponsor some podcasts, but
like the trunk delivery?
There was a time. No, it's just clothes, like, you know, buying clothes. But there was a time when I had a Bonobos gift card, and there was a $200 pair of jeans. And I was like, I've never owned a $200 pair of jeans. I'm going to try to see what a $200 pair of jeans is.
Jeans that suck your dick?
They damn near close. And I've...
What?
Wait.
Close.
Details.
Because they're jeans. But I've never owned a $200 pair of jeans. I'm going to try this out. Unfortunately, they were really great and I really loved them. And now I've got like four pairs, I think. So spent way too much money. And
holy shit.
One of the like collared Bonobo shirts was like what I wore exclusively as my like work uniform. And I think I have that.
When
that
you were working as a youth pastor?
Yeah. I have that style of shirt. I probably have like 42 of that same cut of shirt. Maybe less now because I would give some away if I wouldn't wear them for
all Bonobos?
All Bonobos, yep. Spent a lot of money at that store.
Wowie.
What about you, Adel?
I think hands down, but they've been closed for a few years now, but I still think they win. I think hands down, Borders. Because I remember for like a 12-year span, I would just go to Borders once a week and just be like, let me grab some CDs, let me grab some DVDs,
CDs.
Books.
This is dating. I mean, this is a while. This is a 1991.
It's dating Borders. board games. They had everything. So yeah. I would spend, that's where I've spent the most money in my life is Borders. Aaron, what about you?
Not Barnes & Nobles, though. Never Barnes & Nobles? Or
I go to Barnes & Nobles, but I feel like I just don't spend as much money there. Like, I'll sit down and peruse stuff, but I don't.
It's Borders,
I tend to buy less for some reason, yeah.
Okay, I'm hopefully getting better at this. Spent too much money on clothes, but I think maybe Sephora.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Sephora. Sense. I also, Sephora was like my Barnes and Nobles to you, which is like, I love
Borders?
Just going
oh, yeah.
in and like, I don't buy stuff all the time. You just sort of like, I like the ambiance and I like learning a lot about makeup because no woman in my family ever really wore makeup growing up. And I,
you're a first generation makeup.
Yeah,
wearer.
Really. I had a friend from college. Her name's Berkeley Wallace. She like taught me how to do makeup. And ever since then, I have been really interested in learning about it. I also think amazing makeup artists are amazing.
And oh. Casey, we'll go ahead and beep that out. Just beep out Aaron saying friend in college.
Come on. Oh, one of the most embarrassing moments of my life is I was at the Sephora in Massachusetts with my mom to get something for her. And
wait, you were with your mom to get something for her? Oh,
yeah. We were like, she like needed a makeup.
Gotcha.
Like a moisturizer.
And for listeners, Sephora is the main character in Final Fantasy VII?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Sephora sounds like Narnia.
You're a member of Soldier.
Doesn't it? I want to go to Sephora. Sephora doesn't exist anymore.
And also, at the time of this episode, Final Fantasy VII Remake is out, and we are loving it.
Topical.
So I was there and I was buying like a $5 face mask.
Sure.
And my mom was buying her moisturizer. And my mom, right as we were getting up to the counter, she was like, Aaron, do you spend a lot of time in here? You seem to like know a lot of stuff. And I was like, I don't spend a lot of money here, not a time. Like once or twice a year, I'll treat myself. And I got up to the counter, paid for my thing. And the woman behind the counter was like, woo, 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 wee, 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 ding, ding, ding. You have become a platinum gold member here at Sephora. You are one of our top like customers.
We only give this award to people that have spent $2,000 of their mom's money.
This week at Sephora. And my mom, the look on my mom's face, thank God she thought it was funny. She was just like, you idiot. Oh, I don't spend that much money here. And they were like, you're amazing. You keep us afloat.
That's amazing. Listeners, Riddiots, why don't you tweet us and tell us where you have spent the most money in your life in terms of a store, frivolous expenses, and we'll do the hashtag where my money go.
Mm-hmm,
is
mm-hmm.
that fun?
Where my money go.
Frivolous isn't the correct way to phrase it because clothing you need.
Well, but also to a certain extent.
But you don't need to spend $200 a pair of jeans.
I think a lot of this stuff, like especially from, I'll put my budget hat on for a second. I bought this hat for $3. That's why I call it a budget hat.
That hat says come on my tummy.
On the back it says gone fishing. That's a very confusing
weird.
Hat.
Weird.
Yeah, it's weird. It's very
can you
confusing.
Wear it backwards, please?
I got this on Danny Glover's official store.
So. going to say it has Danny Glover kissing Joe Pesci.
I don't know what's going on with this hat. But I will say, I don't consider it frivolous expenses if they are things that kind of like make you happy and improve the quality of life. Like, as long as you're not going bankrupt with these things, like if you have like a gambling addiction, that's probably not great. But if you spend like, if you spend $200 buying clothes because it makes you feel good and you like that, that's totally fine.
Well, I have a bit of an addiction. It's an addiction to Ribbles.
Jane's addiction?
Perry Farrell. Who's old man?
Perry Farrell.
If it knows Chris.
What? I just have a quick question before we get into it. Does anyone remember the origin of old man puzzles?
I think it was Aaron, and I think it was maybe weird. I think it was maybe the first few episodes, was I the only one giving riddles?
Yeah.
Maybe.
And then at some point we had somebody else do it. And I think you invented the term. No, maybe it was just about me. I think you said your old man puzzles.
This is one of those things that would be very easy to find out.
No, can't do it. No, it's impossible to know.
No, we'll never know.
It's impossible
to know. You
guys,
you know what's such a bummer is we like come together, we do these episodes, and then they disappear, and we don't hit record.
Yeah. Well, real bummer, and for fans who have listened to the show for a long time, this is for you. For new listeners, I'm sorry, bear with me. When we were first recording the show, we recorded about 100 episodes that we weren't recording for, so they all got lost.
And we put them onto a VHS tape, all the audio, and then we dropped that into a spooky well in Minnesota.
And then we recorded an episode of Gummy Bears over it. So, you know, you can't really win.
Because that theme song is such a fucking banger.
Do you want to do it?
To be clear, with Gummy Bears, it was still Gummy Bears. We just recorded our audio over an episode of Gummy Bears.
Dashing. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, we should go around and see if we can all remember it. Piece it together.
I'll do the beginning. Mm-hmm. Dashing and daring. Courageous and caring.
Hungry and thirsty for all that life gives.
If you desire, then step in the fire. The bears in the fire will prepare your fish.
Gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere.
All through the forest, they ring out in chorus.
Marching.
Stay the fuck out of our forest, you people.
You piece of shit. Get
now
the fuck
back
out of
to
here.
The fire where bears desire.
Sean had never... he's like the oldest in his family, born in the 90s, and so he had never heard that song, and I introduced it to him, and he's like, this is the catchiest song of all time.
Wait, there's Gummy Bears? I don't know this.
There was a time,
cartoon,
it's a cartoon. There's a full like 3-hour night where I played Gemma, Gummy Bears, Tailspin, Darkwing Duck. Mm-hmm. Like the 90s cartoons or 80s, 90s cartoons had the fucking best theme songs. And I think they're all written by a lot of the same people.
Joel Schumacher.
Schumacher.
At any point during this night, was she allowed to
leave?
Not do it. Just leave. Call a friend.
No. No.
Walk away.
I also introduced. Did you guys know the belly button song?
No.
I showed Sean that, and now we sing it all the time.
What's
you
the
know
belly
it.
Song?
It's from that like Joe's first video thing. It's like, I found a button and it's not from a shirt.
No.
I found a button and it's not from a skirt. I found a button, it's a part of me. It's a button in the middle of my tummy. It's
do you
my
know this?
JPC,
belly button.
This is
and other, it's right.
The other day I went to Potbelly's.
It's my
and Aaron was on a stool in the rafters singing, and she said this is her original song. But she kept saying, I wrote this original song. Haven't you heard it before? Surely you've
know
heard
that
it.
Is it, but we'll not do. Neither will snap for a safety pin.
Childhood songs are like childhood commercial songs are the easiest way to like incept me into being like, what? This was popular? So it's like, yeah, you know Snapdragon. Like, Snapdragon, the board game with the... like, I don't know.
Snapdragon, the board game with the dragon.
I love that the most like... the most like unknown, rare, like niche song, Aaron knew every fucking word and syllable and hit it on the dot, but then we'll be like, sing Foolish Games by Jewel, and you'll be like, these
but I do know, I got mom a skateboard for her birthday. See, I know all the words to that.
Jesus
Grandma
Christ.
Got run over by a
skateboard.
Reindeer.
I'm right. Old man puzzles today.
Okay, we're sorry.
And I'm the puzzle lord. I'm in charge of the puzzles. I'm going to be hosting out the riddles. And we're going to start with a couple listener-submitted ribbles. Okay, so the first one, this is from Sarah M. She says, Sarah says, old man puzzles, we meet again. This time I have a riddle forged by my own two hands. That is a slight educational element that you and your co-hosts might enjoy. Wow, she acknowledged you, the co-hosts.
Huh.
Huh.
Here's the riddle. Here's Sarah's riddle. A man that's deathly allergic to bee and wasp stings commits a crime. As punishment, the dystopian government, Obamacare, gives him two choices. He can either go into a room filled with extremely agitated and very territorial male bees and wasps, or he can enter a room where he will be hunted by government officials, the most dangerous game style. If he survives 24 hours in either room, he is free to go without punishment. What room should he choose and why?
Can you read it again?
No.
Please.
I think yes. I know the answer.
So if Alan knows the answer, I'll read it one more time. A man that's deathly allergic to bee and wasp stings commits a crime. As punishment, the dystopian government gives him two choices. He can either go into a room filled with extremely agitated and very territorial male bees and wasps, or can enter a room where he will be hunted by government officials, the most dangerous game style. If he survives 24 hours in either room, he is free to go without punishment. What room should he choose and why?
I think maybe I'm stupid, but I think I know.
Okay, well, Adel said, I think I know it. And Aaron said, maybe I'm stupid, I think I know it. So I think we know how gender stereotypes affect society. But yes, would you like to say?
Can male bees and wasps sting you? Is that the important part of it? So maybe pick the bees and wasps room?
Male seahorse has the baby. Jim Gaffigan.
Mm-hmm.
Adel, what's your answer?
My answer was the same thing. But to be fair, I buzzed in first, so Aaron should get the answer.
No, Adel should get it.
Adel did say he buzzed in first, which is what a male hornet and wasp would say.
I was going to say that it has to be the extremely aggravated male bees and hornets, because unlike humans, male bees and hornets talk through their problems. They don't fight.
That's true.
Yeah.
So they'd be like, why are you in this room?
They posture, but they never sting. Like, you want to go? You want to go? You want to take this outside?
Yeah.
But they never sting.
Yo. I want to see a scene.
Oh, I want to see a scene too, but you go first.
Aaron, you are a female wasp. JPC, you are a male wasp.
Fine.
And this is a scene that's on like an educational video to show to wasp children, mm-hmm, in terms of the differences between the two.
Just around the corner, just around the corner. Hey, kids, in about 2 weeks, you'll be dead. But for now, you're going into your teenage phase. You're 3 days old, and you're maybe noticing some changes.
Hi. I'm television actor Brad Wasp. And this is my co-host, television actor
Melissa Joan Hart. I'm a wasp.
And we're here to give you a couple of quick scenarios that you might encounter in your time being an adolescent wasp.
Oh no, I stung a human.
Oh, baby, I'm horny as all get up. Let's make some more wasps, baby. Very good. Very great brief series of waspicational, seahorse-occasional events. Thank you, Sarah M. Of course, the answer is yes. He should choose the room with bees and wasps. Male bees and wasps don't have stingers, so the man cannot be stung. Only female bees and wasps have stingers, since the stinger is actually a modified egg layer, a.k.a. ovipositor. Ovipositor.
I'm going to call my ovaries my egg layers. What? What? What?
Adel?
Do it.
What?
Okay. You guys ready for your next little listener submitted?
I have a quick question.
Oh, please.
After you see sting, have you seen stung? Do you walk home from the concert going, stung was great?
Are you stung? That's what you waited on. He sat on that for
I'm
a second.
Adele.
You can tell he sat on that.
No, to be fair, I tried to say it four times when I was not able to talk. To be fair.
And then you still decided, this is worth saying. Yeah. I gotta
found
get this
a button
in.
And it's not from my shirt. I found a button and it's not from my skirt.
Yeah, well, Adel, I think that was very much worth it. Let's go into our next listener submitted Ribol. This one is from Mark. I'll just say Mark. Doesn't say.
Hoppus?
It's fuck. It's from Blink-182's Aliens Exist, Mark Hoppus.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm there, you notice my lack. When I'm not, all is truly black. I'm described as warm, soft, and bright. The end of this riddle is?
Light.
Ding, 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 ding. Adel got it again. Yes, the answer. Well, I'm assuming Adel got it. He made eye contact even though he didn't say it. But
I'll give a little wink.
The
wink is the same
wink
as an answer.
Well, no. Let's remember, consent is important. Wink is not an answer. No, a wink is a no. let's be safe. Yes, the answer is light. Thank you, Mark. I'm assuming Mark made that riddle up himself.
You know what was a great toy? Light Brights.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember. What was so great about light brights?
They just are so magical when you're a kid.
When you're a kid, this is before technology. When you're a kid in the 40s.
Hey, he's the boogie 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 boogie. He was a boogie boogie boogie.
When you're a kid and your parents just got shipped off to, Japan or
Civil
Germany.
Civil War.
Yeah, they got shipped off to New Jersey.
Yeah, but you liked those, right?
Sadia and I each had one, I think, and we would just like, because you put on like a little black template, and then it tells you what lights go where.
Oh,
so it'd be like
a
pattern, and it would say like O for orange or G for green. So you just kind of fill it in. It's almost like paint by numbers.
Yeah.
But then it'd be like a sailboat or something. But we would do it and then like go into each other's rooms to see what we've created or concocted. And you leave it on at night. It was like almost a nightlight.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I would, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Because I appreciated the glow.
I think you had one. The other thing that's like low rent now, technology has completely replaced, is probably the Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah.
Which again is very cool to like have, you know, a way to like draw or like be creative as an outlet for kids, where now it feels like
Microsoft,
you know,
Paint. Is
yeah.
The
you,
new.
you could also just get like a kid like a design tablet now and they'd fucking be able to like actually create like cool graphic design stuff. Probably. I don't know. We don't have kids. We don't know what they're into.
I've never even met a kid.
Aww. Aaron, let's remedy that.
Okay.
Here we go. Here's a... come here. Come here.
Ow, ow.
Come here.
You're pulling my pigtail.
Say hi to the nice lady.
Hi to the nice lady.
Wait, don't make it a... Oh, come on. Pulling your pigtail? Fuck you. Get out of here, kid.
Oink, oink.
It made me look terrible.
You just brought a small pig in here?
Yeah.
Was that Babe Pig in the City? Kids, you get that reference, right?
That'll do. That'll do.
That'll do.
That'll do.
That'll do. That'll do.
What was the thing on the World News Show last night, Adel, that someone in the audience said they... Oh, someone in the audience said that they had an overbearing boss, and how do they ask for a raise and they have an overbearing boss? And then we did a scene where it was me and...
Eddie, yeah.
Maybe. And then Adel came into the scene and he goes, hey, a couple of us are going bearing. Do you want to go? And I was like, no, I'm overbearing.
It was a true bump set spike.
It was one of the only times in life I've ever gotten that right. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I get what he's going for.
There's a total like, if he doesn't pick up on this, the audience is going to be like, who the fuck is this idiot? What is he talking about?
Did people cheer when he did it?
People clapped,
yeah.
But 99% of the time, Adel, the way that it goes is Adel comes onto the scene with anything. Even if it is a bump set for me, he's like, hey, a couple of us are going bearing. You want to go? And I'm like, Mark, I fired you 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then the audience laughs at Adel for being like...
Truly, we did a scene where I was playing a tour guide in Alaska showing JPC like where Timothy Treadwell died. A super funny scene. And before I could get like the location out or anything, like we talked a little bit, but before, like as I was going to start the tour and talk about whatever, he goes, so anyway, let me get a gordita. And just like made me a Taco Bell employee.
No,
who's just insane.
That's fun.
That was the end of the scene. We had already been yelling at each other for like a minute and a half. It was nonsense.
And then there's also
that is really funny.
It was 2 minutes into the scene, and then I said that to edit.
There's a running bit of me holding auditions for an all kid version of Grease,
mm-hmm.
And at the end, JPC became the person auditioning, and I came on and was like, hey, I hear you're auditioning kids for Grease. Can I read for Danny Zuko? And JBC goes, oh, let's see what we have here. Your name is Snagglepuss? And that was the light pole. And I'm like,
I didn't
piece
realize
of
that
shit.
There was a Hey Riddle Riddle episode in the middle of a World News Show.
Honestly,
Grease and Snagglepuss?
What's more concerning is that we're one trick ponies. So when people are like, wow, they do a lot of Hey Riddle Riddle stuff in World News Tonight, it's like, no.
It's like we have five jokes that we make all
life.
The time. Yeah.
I don't. I've never done that.
Sure.
Have either of you ever seen me do like the Coco voice in a show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
of course. All the time.
No, you haven't. You've seen me play a cat.
Okay, guys.
11 times.
We got to get into Izzy's riddle. This is another riddle submitted by Izzy. Hey, folks. My name is Izzy. They, them pronouns. Stumbled across your show after Travis mentioned it on my Bim Bam and thoroughly enjoying it. They used to teach, and some of... they did some of these riddles with their students back in the day, so they're going to share a couple favorites.
Cool.
Thank you so much, Izzy. So, a man and his wife were driving along a deserted road at a somewhat reckless pace. The car went out of control and crashed into a tree. Both the man and his wife came out of it, non-serious injuries, but the car was undrivable. The man and his wife both didn't have their phones on them, so the man decided to head back on foot to the last house they passed to get help. His wife decided to stay with the car, but was scared about being alone, so the husband rolled up all the windows and locked it with her inside and headed off. When he returned, he found his wife to be dead, still appearing to be unharmed. She was still in the car, doors and windows still closed, locked and undamaged in any way that would let anybody into the car. But somehow, there was a stranger in the car that the husband had never seen before. How did the stranger enter the car, and how did the wife die?
Rattlesnake in the vents.
Rattlesnake in the vents. You gotta get your car checked for rattlesnakes every 6 to 9 months.
Rattlesnakes in the vents. It's the only game with rattlesnakes. Well, I think we've had something similar to this, so this is why I think I know this.
We have. Mm-hmm. Yes, queen.
Is there a baby? She gave birth to a baby in the car. There's complications.
JPC, was it a baby?
Was there a tiny little baby?
Can we
in the
meet
car?
It? Can we meet the
Can
baby?
Can we meet the baby? We promise. Hey, let me grab the baby. We'll be nice.
Oh, I grabbed it by its pigtail.
Oink, oink, oink.
Look, we'll promise we'll be not right. We're going to promise. We promise, love.
Guys, there is a baby in the car. The baby is a little baby rattlesnake.
Aww. Rattlesnake in the vents.
Yes, the wife was pregnant. She'd gone into labor, and it was a baby. In the car.
I want to see a scene. Just a continuation of what we were just doing. JBC, you're our mom, and you've just given birth to another baby. And Adel and I are twins. We're like 7-year-old twins, and we are very creepy twins. And we are asking to meet our new baby brother.
Oh, Jesus. You just appeared.
We were in the other half of the mansion, and we decided to come up to see your mother.
I dropped down from the ceiling.
Clarissa dropped down from the ceiling, didn't you, Clarissa?
I did.
She could stay up there for weeks.
Look under the bed. I'm on the ceiling.
Oh. Look under the ceiling. I'm on the bed.
Children, I've told you time and time again, we are from Oklahoma. There's no reason to talk.
How much blood was there, Mother?
How much blood? Can we see pictures, please?
Was it all
please?
Your blood?
I don't know if we took pictures of the blood. It's not a crime scene.
Oh.
It's just a normal amount of blood, some centa in there. Like, it was...
Some centa?
Placenta.
Placenta of a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we cut the eyes out of the paintings in the house, and we stand behind the paintings, but we don't put our eyes in. We put our mouth where the eyes will be. So, teeth for eyes? Yes.
Sometimes I'll just put my fingers through.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Stop defacing the paintings. These are nice paintings.
We want to meet our baby brother.
Yes, we want to meet our baby brother.
What's his name?
Mummy.
No, it's a good guess, but that's my name.
Mummy, what's his name?
His name is Baby Delflin.
Delflin?
At what temperature does he melt?
What temperature does he freeze?
Same 100 for both.
At what height does he fall?
At what height does he fall?
Yeah.
Hey, look, are you guys doing riddles?
Let's drop him and see.
No. You can't. Everyone has to be very nice to Baby Delflin.
Is he a balloon?
What's that?
Is he a balloon?
Okay, you caught me.
We're twins.
I'm the Danny DeVito.
You caught me, kids. I didn't have a baby.
I'm the Danny DeVito one. Thank you.
I was faking it with a balloon for these last 9 months because I'm really trying to squeeze some extra child support out of your father.
Speaking of faking it with a balloon, where is Pop?
See, faking it with a balloon.
We basically just played Jamie and Sammy from Magic Tavern.
Oops.
All right. So,
what were we going to say, Aaron?
I was going to say, I only will do this show if it's only Adel and I playing twins over and over again in different contexts.
So fun.
We're twins.
We know what contract you signed. We will honor it. You don't have to keep dragging our feet to the heels on this one.
And also, part of my contract is JPC has to eat an entire box of Oreos in front of me every recording.
Box.
Not
a sleeve. Not a bag.
A box of Oreos.
Yes, King. Okay, this is Izzy's second riddle. A man would stop at the gas station every day to pick up coffee, pay 10 cents to fill up his car with gas, and then leave.
How much did he pay for a tank of gas?
Pay 10 cents to fill up his car with gas and then leave.
Car's a horse.
Only to return.
Car's a horse.
Only to return the next morning and repeat the process. He needed to do this or his car would not get him through the day. The attendant saw a quick solution to the problem, but the man preferred to simply pay the 10 cents each morning. Since he stopped by for his coffee anyway, and to continue along with his day, rather than to simply take the car in and fix it. What was the matter with the man's car?
What was the matter with the man's car?
He was putting coffee in instead of gas.
Ooh, yeah.
Or coffee in your car. Coffee in your car. You just put a big tank of coffee in your car.
Coffee in your car is a Saturday morning cartoon.
Coffee in your car will not kill snakes.
Adam, what were you saying?
Uh-huh.
I forgot.
Was it coffee in your car?
Mm-hmm. It was that.
He would stop at the gas station every day to pick up coffee, pay 10 cents to fill up his car with gas, and then leave. Only to return the next morning and repeat the process. He needed to do this, or his car would not get him through the day. The attendants are a quick solution to the problem, but the man preferred to simply pay the 10 cents each morning, since he stopped by for his coffee anyway, and continue along with his day, rather than to simply take the car in and fix it. What was the matter with the man's car?
And we're certain the car, not a horse.
That's putting the car before the horse.
I want to see a scene.
Great.
Aaron, you are a local who's come to this gas station. You are filling up. You have put a nozzle of gas in your horse's butthole, and you're filling it up. And JPC, you're the gas station attendant who's come out to finally confront her.
And Adel, if you feel inspired to be the horse,
oh.
If it speaks no more. To you.
Ooh, deeper.
Hey, Cheryl, this looks like a new horse.
Good morning, yeah.
I'm assuming the other horse, last horse from yesterday, died?
Yep, because it put gasoline in butthole.
See, you're filling this horse's butthole up with gasoline.
Yeah, we're going on a road trip.
Okay, sure, can I be straight with you? Can I be frank with you? You come in here, what, every day?
Every day.
And every day you kill a horse by filling its butthole up with gasoline?
Please, no. Less talk, more stop.
No, here's the thing. Uh-huh. I work at a sick horse farm. These horses are dying. They have one more day left to live. All of their dying wishes are road trips.
No, it's not true.
Carol.
Come on, man.
Carol, can I be honest with
you? Yeah, what's up?
Can I be honest with you?
Uh-huh.
This gas station's not doing well. We can take all the business that we can get. You come in here and you put 40, 50 gallons of gas in a horse, and that means I can put food on the table for my family. Now, uh-huh. I also know that every day a horse is dying. And so I got to tell you, it's not worth it anymore. This is the last day I'll let you fill this guy up because he seems to enjoy it.
No, please.
But after that, I'm cutting you off. You got to leave my gas station.
Horses are $90,000, and I'm just trying to get these horses their final wishes and take them on a road trip to Grand Canyon so they can see it.
Carol, look. Can I level with you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a pervert.
I know.
I like feet stuff. Always have. You're a pervert, too. You like filling the horses up with gasoline. We're perverts. Only my perversion is low cost, okay? So low cost.
Depends on who you ask, I'm sure.
I got a couple of foot cameras stationed around the property.
This is the worst seed we've ever done, and I know it.
Cost me $25,000 to install.
Can't take any more gas in the butt. Same.
Can we end every seed with can't take any more gas in the butt? I'll tell you what. We can end every first half of the show on that, so we will see you back after a brief commercial break.
Gas in the butt. Gas in the butt. Me and my girl got gas in the butt.
Gas in the butt when I kill snakes.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or, yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People
can actually see that. Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
stop
me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's. Are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard
dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah, so she's not going
to
be
She's in
able
a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works. Okay, we are back, and we did not finish that riddle. So,
this is Izzy's riddle.
This is Izzy's riddle. They still need an answer. 10 cents to fill up his car with gas every day and leave.
Mm-hmm.
He could simply take the car in and fix it, but he prefers to just continue on doing it this way. Why? What's going on?
What's going on that you would only need 10
He's
cents
leaking.
To fill up your gas tank?
It's leaking. The gas is leaking.
The gas is leaking. Aaron, that is correct. But there's a little more specificity that I feel like you need before you can truly solve this riddle.
It's leaking into the engine.
No.
Which is not a leak at all.
No. 10 cents, though. Like, this, I think this assumes that the price of, like, unleaded gasoline is still $2, $3, whatever it is, mm-hmm. per gallon.
So what leak would cause you to not have to use as much gas?
Pay 10 cents to fill up his car with gas. And Aaron is right about the
I know
leak.
What it is.
Do you?
It's a gas leak, which is causing him to go insane, thinking 10 cents is enough for a top off.
Top off the morning to you. Whoa, what? This guy's insane. He's leaking gas into his coffee every morning.
He's driving his car into like the kitchen of a Cracker Barrel. Like, top it off. And they're like,
Can I have some pancakes and play that little game that's on the table? Thanks so much.
Spiced apples?
No, that is a good guess, but
I'll take a rocking chair to go. Wink.
Cinnamon broom.
Would you like a hint?
Yes.
Izzy provides a hint. They say the 10 cents per day was probably cheaper than what it would cost to fix the problem. He had a leak.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes. But that's the hint. The hint is that he had a leak. The what you're looking for is what was the matter with the man's car.
So fixing it would be cheaper than 10 cents?
The 10 cents is probably cheaper than it would cost to fix the problem. It's just not convenient.
It didn't have a bottom.
Because you have to do it every time.
You guys, I just realized I look like the cinnamon rooms from Crate.
Cinnamon rooms?
Cracker Barrel?
Cracker Barrel.
From Crate and Barrel?
From Cracker Barrel.
I took my family to go eat at a Crate and Barrel. They would not serve me. Unbelievable.
By the way, guys, if you want to leave an iTunes review and you want to give us 5 stars and the only text that you would have put in the review is, it didn't have a bottom, I would love even after the horse gas scene, it didn't have a bottom.
If I had one day left to live, I'd go into a Crate and Barrel with a bat. And just go and nuts. All those displays.
Flap, 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 flap.
Pig off all the Crate and Barrel.
Why did you bring me here, Aaron?
Because I want to pick out...
Do I need towels?
I was born in the Crate and Barrel.
I want to go through. I wanted to register for our wedding.
I want to see a scene.
Wait. Can I also ask Aaron, this Crate and Barrel with a bat fantasy feels like it could also be the backdrop setting to a music video?
Yeah.
Would you do it to like a certain song?
Hold up. They don't love you like I love you. Slow down. Smash. They don't love you like I love you.
Adel, you want to see a scene?
No, it would be the belly button song. The bat and Crate and Barrel.
Baby shark.
We said 1, 2, where are you? Know that a zipper will not do. Adel, what scene would you like to see?
I want to see a scene. Aaron and I are getting married. I am Batman. She is Aaron. And Japes, you are Bane officiating the wedding.
Okay, gotcha.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in Gotham
full wedding.
Pretty close.
I didn't put that little mask thing in front of my face.
No, it's good. Aaron, I wrote my own vows. When I was young, my parents were killed in front of me. Shot down by the Joker. Did you have some?
You... Yes. Okay.
Wait, I'm the Batman one.
I know, but I'm the Aaron, right?
And we're twins.
I also think it was, like, Joe Chill who killed your parents.
No, it was Jack, Palance. Jack Napier.
Love is blind. Love is simple. Love, is good. Love is, putting your differences aside for one day with Bane so you can marry the love of your life. Love is having Robin as your best man.
And I have Robin as my bridesmaid.
I'm Cookie Monster.
Scene. No, Aaron. That's the worst scene we've ever done.
You're right.
It doesn't have a bottom.
What is the answer to this?
We cannot stress enough. I can't just give you the answer.
Please, I'm begging you on my hands and knees.
You're so close. You're so close that there's a leak. You just have to figure out what's leaking.
So what is
the
leaking?
The gas tank.
No.
What's leaking is the energy to the dial that shows the gas.
The radio.
No. No.
Is the radio leaking?
No.
Carbon monoxide.
No.
Everything's leaking.
Something on every car that has the capacity to leak. Think about what else is in a car.
That thing,
bladder.
The drive, pipes
the bladder of the driver.
No. Think
the
about
bladder
another
of the driver.
Of, think,
do,
about,
do, 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 do.
Think about another type of gas that is in cars.
Oh, farts.
No. It's not. It's not
that blue
gasoline.
Stuff.
It's not gasoline.
Yeah.
What's the blue stuff?
Dead. Stop.
The blue stuff you put in the front of a car.
Aaron, that's going to be an emergency brake.
The cooling, the engine cooling
coolant,
thing.
Coolant. It's not coolant. It's
hold
not
on.
Coolant.
Hold on. The I got to see a commercial.
Oh, okay. Boy. This is, by the way, this is the third scene or commercial we've seen on this riddle that we're incapable of solving.
Your Honor, I'm guilty for having too much fun.
And you're also not giving us the answer, so when in Rome.
I want to see a commercial. This is just going to be a 30-second commercial. This is for engine coolant, but the commercial is made to almost make it seem like it's a drinkable thing, like cool. Sunny D or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Who's that guy?
It's me, Engine Cool Ant.
Wow. Hey, Agent Cool Ant. You're a cool ant, huh?
You look a lot like the Kool-Aid man. Can
nope.
we drink you?
I'm not. I'm your uncle's wife.
Whoa.
Does he go down on you?
Uncles always go down on their wives.
Even when the wife is an engine?
Hey, everybody. Let's cool down that engine with a little Arctic blast.
You look like I can drink you. Are you sure I can?
Okay, and I'm never going to directly answer that question, but please keep asking it.
You're a forbidden drink, like paint or whiteout. Forbidden drink, forbidden drink,
forbidden drink,
forbidden drink.
You know what? You can drink me if you're an engine, and only if you're an engine. And that kid is an engine, so that kid can drink me.
But I'm not, and I'm going to try.
Oh, God, no.
See,
time of death.
Doesn't have a bottom.
What else on a car can leak that has gas in it?
What else on a car can leak that has gas?
There are four of them in most cars.
Cylinders. Yeah.
Tell us, JPC.
Four of these
passengers.
Things are full of gas on every car on the road.
Oh, inflatable husbands.
No. I don't know.
Do you know that?
I don't know.
Tires.
I don't know.
Aaron refuses to see tires.
This is also Aaron's impression of her like a Meineke. Like,
I don't know.
Why'd you bring your car in, ma'am? I don't know.
This is me anywhere. if my dad isn't answering the phone and I need his help.
Everybody had a Meineke when they see Aaron and like, that'll be $1,600.
I don't know.
I'm like, are you sure? I just needed my window washed in front of my car.
Just one window washed. Yes.
I have a dead bird, but it's inside my trunk.
One of the tires had a leak, and it cost 10 cents of gas, air's gas, per day to fill up that tire. And Adel says boo, and Izzy says thanks much, and I look forward to more of your lovely podcast. So I hope
thanks,
you
Izzy.
Wait, I like them. I like
down,
them. Sorry, Izzy.
Thank you so much, Izzy. That was a really good riddle that we are apparently just incapable of solving.
Wait, and of course, every time Izzy sends a riddle, we always say, Izzy.
Izzy.
You pointed at us. What is it?
No, I was conducting.
Oh.
Ready?
Izzy. Zig zig. Perfect.
Great. Okay, so now that those pesky listener submitted riddles are off the table. We're going to go back to one of our favorite. Yeah, you see it. It's the blue book. It's the blue book of riddles. Aaron, how do you feel?
I'm calling 911. What do you think?
I don't know.
What's your emergency?
I don't know. JBC is, he opened the blue book of riddles. Can you get here as fast as you can?
We're sending in the National Guard.
Ma'am, I need you to get under a table and I need you to try and kill him.
We're sending all the National Park staff.
Ma'am, I'm authorizing you as a deputy over the phone.
I am knighting you over the phone.
Make a citizen's murder.
Citizen's murder.
Ma'am, go to a FedEx Kinko's, print out this license to kill. All right. This one, the title of this riddle is Strange Sounds. You guys are going to love this. It's the blue book. Modern movies, unlike those of a half century ago, are often made with picture and sound recorded at different times.
No.
Anything that says modern movies was written 80 years ago.
Sound effect technicians watch the picture and make the appropriate sounds, perhaps walking in place on a hard floor to generate the sound of footsteps.
No.
How can this method of recording sound be detected in the final movie?
So this is about old-timey Foley artists?
It would appear that this is an old-timey Foley artist riddle.
Matt Foley artist?
I want to see a scene right out of the gate.
Oh, boy.
JPC, or Adel, you are an old-timey movie director, and you're directing your first talking picture, and JPC is the star of your movie, and maybe it's like a Western.
Wow, what a great day. Sound has been invented in moving pictures. So, Blake, you're going to get your chance to be a not only just a feast for the eyes, but a audio feast. So let's go ahead and get you on set here.
Well, boy, I can't wait to be an audio feast.
Oh, great. Good.
Well, I'm one of the most handsome men alive, and finally people are going to hear my voice.
Oh, great.
And I'm the female star of the movie.
Huh.
Yep. This is my female co-star.
I'm beautiful.
Isn't she a drop-dead gorgeous?
We're ready to start the scene. I know my lines.
Ready to start the scene.
Oh, great.
You look very concerned, I'd say.
Well, I was going to say that this is supposed to be a sweeping romantic medieval movie, but based on hearing your voice, we're going to make it a Western.
Okay, yeah, I love spaghetti.
Okay, so what?
Huh?
Well, that'll come later when we get the Italians involved. So let's go ahead and let's say that you're walking into a saloon and you find you behind the bar. Here we go. Action.
Slip, squip, doobity, 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 doo.
Hey, handsome, can I pour you a drink?
Oh, and sorry, that is correct. Don't forget to make your own sound effects.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because now we can. We don't have to pay those dastardly Foley artists.
And there's no way to edit this out. Here we go.
Right,
this
let's is go from the top.
Live in the movie?
Let's go from the top. All right, go ahead.
Squinkly, doinkly, doop, boy, chick, boy, boop.
Hey, handsome, can I pour you a drink?
Only if you got Tab, the soda of the future.
Gulp, 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 gulp. Swing, shabba-da-ba-da, shabba-da-da-da.
Shadow crash, fall. Well, you missed me with that one, but you're the most gorgeous woman I ever laid my eyes on.
Come over here so we can kiss.
Let's see how long it takes for these two actors to realize the director left minutes ago.
Floor four, men's shoes.
Scene. Remember those old-timey westerns that kept playing Girl from Ipanema?
That's so funny.
We had to take an
so
elevator.
That is so funny.
Glad to see her. Do you guys have an answer?
No.
No.
How could you tell? Wait, what was it? What was the final question?
How can this method of recording sound be detected in the final movie?
Because it's so clear and good. Because if it's any sound at all, that's what it is.
Yeah, because it sounds like it doesn't sound like it's horse hooves from like a mile away.
It doesn't sound like it's horses from a mile away. Do you think that's the answer?
Mm-hmm.
That's my country album name. Horse hooves from a mile away.
You don't hear constant wind.
It's great to be back on tour promoting my new album, Horse Hooves from a Mile Away. This one goes out to my family who's no longer with us. Hit it! Me, nee, 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 nee.
We're still here. We're with her. We're on tour.
We're her band.
I guess, do you guys want to hear some clues for this dog shit riddle? Are the sounds and pictures out of sync, as when words on a foreign language film don't match up to the speaker's lips? No. Sounds are still in sync. Do missed time sounds too early or too late give it away? No. Are some sounds inappropriately absent? Yes.
Inappropriately absent.
Breathing. What sounds are not there?
Method of recording sound be detective. Yeah.
What sounds are not there?
Farts.
Okay.
Yeah, farts.
Yeah, it could be farts, I guess.
Is it farts?
Yeah, because you know how you can tell when you're watching a movie if the actor is farting?
He farted. He farted. Matt Damon farted. He farted.
Oh, Charlize Theron just queefed. They cut it out.
He farted. Matt Damon farted. I saw.
Guys, I saw back.
Do you like apples?
He just bought a zoo and then he farted. You guys, Matt Damon farted.
I bought a zoo.
Rewind it 10 seconds. You can tell by his cheeks. Look, the wind hits him.
He said, here's the check for the zoo, and then he farts.
Please, listeners, Riddiots, please post on Twitter clips of Matt Damon movies. Like,
we were your shirt.
Any movies. If any movie that you have a clip of a character farting,
It has to be Matt Damon.
Born Identity, and then just like as he's fighting, you hear a fart slip out.
The Departed. If you could just tell Matt Damon's farting, take a little video of it and send it to
us. And we'll call it hashtag #defarted.
Defarted. #defarted.
That's amazing. Good job, Al.
Okay, so send us clips of Matt Damon farting in movies where you're pretty convinced that they edited that sound out. #defarted. This will be a good use of everyone's time.
#hashtag fart is suffering.
Oh, my God. #hashtag how do you like them farts? All right, do you guys just want the answer to this fucking bullshit?
Give us a hint.
I think that you're pretty much close. What's
missing?
The absence of sound. It's a certain type of sound.
Room tone.
I mean, I said like wind, but it feedback from them. I don't know.
You would kind of have to be pretty specific in this, which is why I think I might just give it to you.
Just give it to us.
Okay, so you're gonna love this answer.
I just remembered you on the elevator again. I'm sorry.
Some movies in the 1980s had scenes in which someone was typing, but the sounds of the keys were unrelated to the motion of the typist's fingers. Nowadays, scenes of typing conceal the hands to prevent that error. Reverberations remain a clue, as when a person walks from outdoors into a narrow corridor and the footsteps do not reverberate indoors. Another clue is the absence of a companion sound, as when several people are walking and only one set of footsteps is heard.
Oh, I was going to say all of this.
Mm-hmm. Or when a horse-drawn cart is shown and a horse's hooves are heard, but the cartwheels themselves are totally silent.
So I hate when they make cartwheels.
Yeah, I thought they meant like
quiet.
People just cartwheeling.
Wee! Everyone knows that's the natural sound of a cartwheel.
Wee! Mom. Wee!
Mom, what do you think? 8 out of 10? 8 out of 10 of that cartwheel? Wee!
How often do you guys pick up continuity errors in movies often?
Yes. Sometimes. My brain can pick those out pretty quickly.
The things like that, I feel like I get them rarely, or maybe people just don't make a lot of these. I feel like I get them rarely, but when I do get them, I'm like insanely indignant. Mariah and I, like I've said for a long fucking time, are watching Lost straight through for the first time. As of time of this recording, we're like two-thirds of the way through season 5. Probably will be finished very soon. But there was a scene where there was a woman standing in the back of a room, and then another character talked, and then it cut back to her, and she was in the middle of the room. And I was like, can you believe that? She was in the back of the room, and she was in the middle of the room. And I said that to Mariah, and then she just looked at me with a look of like, who fucking cares? Like, let's just get through this.
That's so
let's
funny.
Let's just get through this. But the continuity errors do, like, draw me out. Like, I'm like, oh, can you believe?
When I was younger, I was the worst. Mm-hmm. And Legally Blonde, Warner.
There is no bottom.
Her boyfriend, at the beginning of the movie, his hair is parted two different ways same date. Drove me freaking crazy when I was a kid, and I would always like point it out if I was at a sleepover or watching it. I'd be like, hey, do you notice that because they probably shot in different days, blah, 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 blah. And everyone's like, can you be homesick and call your mom?
There's a surprising amount where I do notice, I feel like I'm fairly perceptive, but there'll be like two shots in a TV show where it's like in the two shot, someone's collar's popped, but in the one shot close up, it's down.
Uh-huh.
So that kind of stuff happens nonstop.
My friend, I never noticed this until my friend Christine Wines turned me on to it, but she used to go fucking apeshit and post on Twitter for like celebrity wigs that were like fucked up in mm-hmm. movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And now I see it all the time. And especially, again, we were watching Lost, and Lost has a lot of time dashes and fast forwards and stuff. And then they bring characters back and stuff. But sometimes they're wearing, like, they didn't have the wig anymore for that character. And they got a wig that was similar to it, but is not that same wig. And
you guys, like, Emma from Hair threw away the wig. It's a disaster.
Oh, celebrity wigs. Top of my head, Kristen?
Yep. Good answer.
Very good answer.
Christine Wines was in my dream last night.
No.
Isn't that crazy that you brought her up?
That is crazy.
No one's, like, mentioned her to me in the last couple weeks. She's the best, but I was like, why was Christine Wines in my dream last night?
Just little dream pop-ins.
I know. She just came to say hello.
Maybe you saw her, like, I scrolled past her on Twitter or something like that.
Oh, I think also we were both supposed to be at the same wedding that is being postponed.
Oh, the one that got, yeah.
And I think maybe I was excited to see her, so my brain sent her
You're
to
supposed
my brain.
To go to a wedding for Post Malone?
Yeah, he's not
Holy
doing well.
Shit.
He's officiating.
For Post Malone. It's people that he doesn't know, but they're doing it for him. We'd like to dedicate our wedding to Post Malone.
I was born at the wedding party.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Yeah. This one's called Gas Station Glitch. During a fuel shortage, George drove to a gas station and waited in line behind many other motorists.
Car's a horse.
Car's a horse. Fill it with butt.
Fill it with butt.
A man. That's our t-shirt. Car's a horse. Fill it with butt.
Fill it butt.
Can we have a t-shirt of just a horse's ass with a gas pump sticking out?
No!
All right, veto it. Fine. You only have 10 more.
You guys have no idea the shit I've vetoed on the show.
It should be gas nozzle going deep into a horse's ass, and underneath it should just say regular.
I feel like I'm a dam, and the water is just the hell that you two inflict upon the earth, t-shirt-wise, if I didn't stop you.
During a fuel shortage, George drove to a gas station and waited in line behind many other motorists. A man in the familiar gas station uniform.
Woof.
Okay.
This riddle was written by like Carrier Pigeon or Pony Express.
Walked over and explained to him, "We have a $10 limit. To save time, we're taking cash only and collecting payment in advance." George gave the man a $10 bill. When he reached the front of the line and parked in front of a pump, he asked for his $10 worth of gas. "The limit is $5," replied the attendant. What happened?
The man was driving double cars.
The man was driving double cars.
I'm Mark Summers, and this is Double Cars.
What is it called? Mobile home.
What's it called? Mobile home.
What's it called?
Can you read that one again? I feel like I missed one detail.
During a fuel shortage, George drove to a gas station and waited in line behind many other motorists, or it was just a normal day at frickin' Costco, right? They got the cheapest gas in town. A man in the familiar gas station uniform walked over and explained to him, "We have a $10 limit. To save time, we're taking cash only and collecting payment in advance." George gave the man a $10 bill. When he reached the front of the line and parked in front of a pump, he asked for his $10 worth of gas. "The limit is $5," replied the attendant. What?
Oh, the gas station attendant in the familiar uniform was a fucking liar.
Yeah.
Fucking swindler.
The gas station
Swindler's
man.
List.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Hashtag swindler's list. Don't hashtag that. Adel, you are exactly right. The man whom George paid was not an employee of the gas station, but a con artist who got a uniform, asked everyone in line for $10, and left quickly.
I absolutely need to see a scene.
Wait a minute. Did you say con artist or con airist? Con air. Put the bunny down.
Connor, my son, Connor.
Adel, you are I'm saying this with air quotes, gas station employee in a familiar uniform. You're not. And JBC, you're a guy in line for gas. And I just want to see you con JBC's character into doing really anything.
Oh, quite a line today.
Oh, yeah, quite a line here. And, of course, I work here at Bottom Dredge, Barrel of Gas.
Shell? You work at Shell? You work at the Shell?
Yeah, well, all the employees call it Bottom Dredge, Barrel of Gas. But, okay. Shell.
I guess I'm not an employee, so I wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
It's a long line.
Yeah, real long line.
Gas, though.
Yeah, gotta get gas.
Practically runs on this stuff.
Absolutely. I work here, so what I'll need from you...
Yeah, I can tell by your uniform.
Yes. And what we're asking for people is before, because there's a shortage.
I love this uniform, by the way.
Well, thank you so much.
I love how it's simple. It's just a white
mesh
t-shirt.
Top.
Oh my God.
With a mesh top on top,
mm-hmm.
And you've got the white t-shirt, it looks like it just has the word Shell,
mm-hmm.
but it's got an apostrophe.
Yep.
In between the SH and the ELL.
Yep, that's right.
Shield?
Shield.
I'm sorry. Eel?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay.
She'll be coming around the mountains when she comes.
Gotta get that gas. Really excited about the gas.
Hey, excuse me. I feel like I recognize your face. Are you from the news or something?
I don't know. I mean, I've been in the news.
You look a lot like that man who's putting...
I didn't murder anyone.
...gasoline up horses' butts.
I did that.
Well, congratulations. I really love the work
that you
do. Thank you
so much.
I'm a huge fan.
Thank you.
Wow, always nice to meet a fan. Gotta get some gas today.
Yeah. Real quick, can I try and swindle you?
What's that?
I've been trying to swindle you.
You have been.
Swaddle
but I can't... Who can't seem to get in for a swindle.
Okay. What would you like me to do?
I was going to say maybe like, I don't know, show me some pictures of your kids or something.
They're in the wallet. You can go ahead and just check that out right there.
Okay. All right. Take your money here.
Okay. Seems fair.
All right. What's your name?
I'm a cop. My name's Jack Cop.
Hmm.
My name's Mark Coppas.
No, you already said Jack Cop.
Scene. No, you already said your name, and that's the name that you have to die with. Speaking of dying, do you guys want to die to one more riddle?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Speaking of cops, police officers, their spouses, this one's called Staged Roulette.
Mm.
Police officers, their spouses, and their families put together a talent show to raise money for their retirement fund. One of the events at the show was a skit about the evils of gambling. In one scene, a misguided man lost most of his money to a crooked roulette wheel operator. It was learned too late that the audience could see the stage from above and would observe the number into which a roulette ball would drop. What did the producers do?
What is this?
Can you read that again? That hurt.
In one scene, a misguided man lost most of his money to a crooked roulette wheel operator. It was learned too late that the audience could see the stage from above and would observe the number into which a roulette ball would drop.
But this is a play about the evils of gambling, right? It's not a real... He's not really gambling.
Hey, buddy, I wish I had a better riddle for you, but all I got is the blue book.
So the question is what?
What did the producers do? Because the audience could see that this... The roulette ball landed in the wrong spot. So what did the producers do about that?
They took all the numbers out. Oh, they magnetized it.
What fucking eagle-eyed audience can see the numbers on a roulette wheel from the balcony or mezzanine of a theater?
I bring my tiny binoculars to the theater each time I go, so I would be able to spot something like that.
Do you guys want clues?
What do I have to do to get a reaction around here?
So why would the producers need to do anything? Because they would need it to be a certain number?
I don't know. Do you guys want to hear the clues?
Yeah.
Could the skit be rewritten so that the roulette bet was concealed from the view of the audience or removed entirely? No. So it depends on this bet being staged. Could the roulette wheel be partially hidden? No. Was gambling a significant problem in that town? Absolutely.
Why do we need to know that?
I don't know.
I don't want to take this to riddle court. I want to take this to like a riddle abattoir and just put a fucking hammer in its head.
It was learned too late that the audience could see the stage from above and would observe the number into which the roulette ball would drop.
I mean, what they could do is like if they need the person to lose or win, they could always have it be the bet. Their bet could be red or black.
This is the worst
magnet.
Riddle. This is the worst riddle I've ever read in this book.
Okay, I can't wait. You got to tell us the worst answer.
One. In that book?
In this book.
That's saying something.
This is the worst one. You ready for it?
Yes.
We died.
The police chief had a crooked gambling joint raided and easily obtained a rigged roulette wheel for the show. That's what the producers did.
What?
Aaron, anything you want to plug?
I want to plug anything that isn't
forever.
Riddles. Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram, Aaron Keefe 2 on Twitter. Yeah, let me know if you need anything.
Here's what I want to plug. Listeners of the show, Riddiots, we beg of you, please send us riddles.
Yeah, we like your riddles better.
Clearly, we are dying. We have scraped the bottom of the barrel. Please email us some riddles, write them yourself, send us riddle books, whatever you can do to help with our riddle drought.
Now, that is a bit disingenuous because we have like over 1,000 emails of people who have sent us riddles that we have not cracked into yet.
Okay, well, send us matches so we can burn this book. We found that regular fire doesn't kill it. We've tried to stab it in its heart, but it is a horcrux. That book is a horcrux.
This book is a horcrux, and I do not want to know what wizard we're keeping alive.
I also want to plug I also want to plug our Patreon, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. Please check that out. If you enjoy this show, I think even more so, you'll enjoy our Patreon, where we do anything and everything. We have about 70 hours of content on there. We're always adding stuff weekly, so please check that out.
Newsletters, live streams, there's lots of cool stuff on there. You can follow me at JPSoFly on Twitter, at Shark Barkman on Instagram and Twitch. And that is the only stuff that I have to plug. So, Aaron.
Aaron, famously... Well, go ahead.
No, please, please.
Famously, Wesley Snipes in Passenger 57 said the phrase, always bet on...
Jupiter, right? And not Black Cat.
He was farting in that scene, right?
Oh, please. We need these Matt Damon farting clips. Please. We'll die without them. Please.
Bye forever.
And John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris.
What's that?
What case is
it? He said that sound design answer pissed me off.
That was a HeadGum podcast.